Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, check this out. You already know this Trillville.
Yes, sir. You know you listening to Andy and Randy on a Trillville Thursday on what?
92.9.
The game. Let's go.
Gang. You gang. It gang. Look, Scrappy. Let's go.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday.
What?
Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. NFL no huddle just a couple of minutes away from right now. We'll get you re-caught up on the U.S. Open leaderboard in about 20 minutes. And then probably not do that topic. And then we'll talk about something. And then at 12:40, Amy Hayes, one of our Father's Day contest winners. She's going to be bringing her dad to the Father's Day dinner tomorrow night at Lazy Dog Restaurant. We're going to chat with her for a few minutes and then get to the back page with Bo.
I just saw Ant-Man is crossing over, man. He has his own shoe.
Uh-huh.
And Samson has a pair. They're cool, whatever.
Yeah, they're
but
fine.
He's in a football cleat.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's cool.
And
it looks like the old, and my favorite shoe that they would never let me wear, with the Speed TDs. And it looks just like it's a Nike brand, the Speed TD cleat.
Okay.
And
because you were a Reebok athlete?
Yeah.
Or why?
Yeah.
I mean, that's why you couldn't wear them.
Yeah, but I love this. This is my favorite shoe, and I got a chance to wear them once my Reebok contract was up.
Okay,
but no, that's what. They're really cool. Good for him.
Ant-Man's Adidas.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Well, good. Yeah. Happy to see that he's crossing over.
Crossing over into sports, man. Because I know that my Isaiah sent me a clip of what's his name? The fast guy who always talking with the big wide mouth, the track guy.
Noah Lyles.
Yeah. And he sent me a clip of him being mad because he don't have a shoe, but Ant-Man has a shoe, and he thinks that he should get a shoe because of his popularity and track and everything.
Huh.
And I had to think about it.
Do sprinters not – I remember Michael Johnson had gold shoes.
Yeah, he has all that.
Usain Bolt was a Puma guy.
Yes,
I don't remember any of Usain Bolt Pumas.
He ain't them, though.
No,
he's not.
He's a gold medal in the 100.
Yeah, I can't take that away from his skill, but you ain't them dudes.
I just don't ever remember, like,
he's a global icon.
I don't ever remember people wearing, and maybe I'm just wrong about this, but like, is there a sprinter shoe that people wore?
I don't know. I mean,
even those guys,
like
I don't remember because like sprinter shoes. Like a basketball shoe looks good with a pair of jeans.
Yes.
Like you can wear it. You can wear it casually.
I'm sure they got some.
You're gonna wear some
like a training shoes,
some sprinter cleats.
I'm sure they got like some training shoes or something.
I don't know if this happened in your neck of the woods growing up. Maybe it was just mine. I can't be the only one that saw this.
Yeah.
But there was a brief period of time when people would wear wrestling shoes.
Who the hell wears wrestling shoes?
Guys I went to high school with. It was a flash.
Like just to walk. Yeah,
like casually.
Really?
Like you would wear a pair of Jordans. They had a pair of wrestling shoes.
Oh, no, I never seen that.
It was like, what's going on here?
Bo, you said yeah?
Bo saw it too.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just at my house.
Oh, yeah. I never ever.
No, it wasn't at my house, but I mean in my neighborhood.
No. We didn't have a wrestling team in PG County.
It was a big fad with girls too.
Interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
Wearing wrestling shoes?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Huh.
Why?
I have no idea. Oh. Maybe they like to be uncomfortable.
Yeah, I don't know why people were doing it. I just they kind of showed up. It was like maybe they're trying to start something new.
Oh, I mean,
because like everybody's wearing basketball shoes.
Yeah,
you know,
true.
And then like you know, like Stan Smith tennis shoes, Adidas. People would wear those a little bit. Those are kind of cool casual shoes. Everybody's got the Chuck Taylors. K-Swiss were popular for a little while.
I remember I would never ever in my life be caught dead in them.
I always thought K-Swiss were for girls,
but. My cousin,
not to be offensive, but I always thought that was a girl's brand.
I didn't know, because when we got back, when Mama got, when we left Germany, well, when I got kicked out of Germany, and then Mama eventually moved back, my cousin, Mario, he's like, he kept on talking about K-Swiss. And I was like, what the hell is them? And then I saw it, I was like a white brick.
Yeah, it's like a white, like a white.
Yeah, like a white brick.
Casual shoe.
But that was it. That was the thing.
They were hot for a minute.
K-Swiss was hot.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't, like, and then, like white shoes like that, on big man feet like mine don't look good.
This is a lot of white.
Yeah, that's a lot of damn white. But it was so crazy because obviously, you know, when they're going to get dirty. All right, they're going to get dirty. And I know everybody remember, and I know you probably, did you have the shoe polish thing with the little sponge on the top?
I did.
Yeah, and with the white one, and then it would make it look like damn near all the way white.
It was
white.
Too white.
It was too damn white.
It was too
white.
Obvious.
It was too
you couldn't
obvious.
Because you could get the leather, the fake leather, whatever, you could get that real clean.
Yes.
But the white rubber sole wouldn't get as clean.
Yeah, dog.
So it was a glaring difference.
Do you? Oh, my. Oh, what a time to be young and poor.
Yeah. There was all kinds of tricks.
When you had that little shoe polish, you have to shake it up.
Yeah.
And or you like, press it down and it come out that little square.
With suede, if you had one of those, if you had like one of those pink erasers that people had, you could get the dirt off your suede.
Yes.
There was a kid at my high school named Michael Chavez who would charge you $15 and he would make your shoes look brand new. Like, he couldn't get all the creases out,
right.
And if they were real old, whatever, but, like, he was a magician. And he had a little hustle going. Like, you'd give Michael your shoes at lunch, and he'd give them back to you at the end of the day, and they would sparkle.
$15.
$15.
Hell,
now, in 2002, $15.
That's a lot of money.
Quite a bit of money.
Right.
Michael was hustling. I mean, if you had a pair of Jordans that you wanted to stretch till the end of the year, you know, go see Michael.
Damn.
He had a trick, too, because, you know, on some of the basketball shoes, like some Jordans and other Nikes, they had some of the rubber was like almost like a clear.
Yeah.
And if it got dirty or it would even like get discolored, somehow he would get it clear again. I don't know how he did it.
The bubble shoes were like the biggest ultimate like scam there was when I was in school was the Nikes with the bubble on it.
The air bubble?
Yeah, the air bubble. Because cats would pop it.
Oh, dude, what a...
Yeah, they would pop them.
There's almost nothing dirtier you could do than pop somebody's Air Max air bubble.
But no, they would pop them and then return them.
Oh.
Yeah, they would pop them and return them.
Oh, they do it on purpose?
Mm-hmm. They would pop them and then they would return them.
I thought you were saying people would like sneak up behind you with a pin and pop it.
You get your ass whipped.
Yeah, that's awful.
I mean, as a brand that's never owned a pair. But because I think, you remember the blue ones that were funky fresh?
The 95s?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the only pair of Air Max I've ever had. I never really was big in Air Maxes. But
cats would
pop them and take them back to finish line.
Once they got like real crazy and like too futuristic looking, like the 360s and 180s and stuff, I stopped. But I had every pair of Air Maxes when I finally could, you know, when you could get them from like, and I still do. I wear them almost every single day. The Air Max ones.
That's what I said. Bird said he still gets a crisp pair of K-Swisses.
Okay.
Yeah.
And no offense. I wasn't trying to, you know.
No, I'm just saying.
I just said when I was a kid, we thought they were for girls.
Aren't they like, who's endorsing them now?
I don't know.
Like, I know we got New Balance. Ain't Kawhi K-Swiss?
No.
Kawhi is.
There may be a tennis player.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no and the NBA K-Swiss?
I don't think so. No, what did I buy Samson? The shoes that his mama made me take them back because he got the Kawhis. That's Puma, right? No, those New Balances.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Kawhi's New Balance.
Uh huh.
Because I had got Samson those shoes for school. And his mom was like, you better take it.
We got K-Swiss brand ambassadors.
Who's that?
Zhihen Zhang, tennis player.
Okay.
Andre Rubley.
Okay.
Tennis player. Tomas Echeverry, tennis player. Ekaterina Alexandrova, tennis player.
Okay.
So there's no basketball players.
All right, no problem.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
No problem. What's the name? We used to play Scorn. Oh, my boy just said they used to spray starch to clean the suede shoes.
Yeah, because it would keep the dirt off.
Keep the dirt off.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's another.
That's
another
old
good.
School. That's old school.
It's another good trick.
Old school.
Another good
trick.
All right, good. There's not much NFL going on, so I'm glad we wasted 12 minutes. Let's get to an NFL no huddle. I mean, We could spend 10 minutes pretending to talk about what guys say at pretend practice, yeah. Or we could spend 10 minutes talking about K-Swiss.
I mean, yeah.
Me personally would rather talk about
K-Swiss. Which one is okay, here's a clip, great clip. Davante Adams, coaches and teammates, he's in a good mood. Why wouldn't you be in a good mood? You're rich and you live in L.A. and you get to play football.
But that's the perfect mandatory minicamp quote. Everybody's happy. Awesome.
Yeah.
Great.
Everything's going well, and you're about to go on vacation.
Good to hear it. Let's hear from Joe Burrow talking about Trey Hendrickson's holdout being a distraction.
Of course. Of course. Last year we had two. This year we have one, so we do have less. You'd love to have none, but, you know, that's life in the NFL.
Oh,
we're all supporting Trey and would love for him.
He was so close to that being the perfect quote.
Yes.
That's life in Cincinnati.
Yeah, I wish you would have said
he
that.
He was that I close to a perfect
soundbite. It ain't no damn distraction because you know why it's not a distraction? Because you can still go do your damn job. Professional athletes, if you say
distraction's the wrong word.
It is.
Distraction's the wrong word.
Why is that such a new age not millennial, because I don't want to crap on y'all because – these old school ass journalists do it
don't
too.
Don't be mad at us. We're not millennials.
Yes, what I'm saying. I'm not
millennials.
Gonna,
we're good.
I'm not going to crap on you. No, y'all just take quotes from Twitter and ask questions about that.
We're doing great. But, we're trying to save the economy.
But stop using that word as like it's going to affect how Joe Burrow plays.
Right.
Joe Burrow is going to go out there. Joe Burrow is going to do what he does every year. Go ball.
Right.
Go ball.
Distraction's the wrong term for it. It's an issue if he doesn't play.
Yeah.
But that's also an obvious question.
But the thing about it is the issue ain't going to have an effect on Joe. Joe's going to go ball. They weren't good last year.
Right. With
defensively.
Him.
With him. Now, am I saying that they should not sign him? Yeah, they should give him his money. But that's not what goes on in Cincinnati. This kind of crap goes in. Their first-round draft pick, who ain't played a down for this team, just left.
Right.
He left.
Is that a distraction?
Again. Again, it's not, especially with today as being all the rookies, especially first-round players being slotted, you know, as far as the salary and all those different things. But it's not uncommon for all of them not to be signed before meeting again. Because Walter Nolan just got his deal and everything like that.
But this is uncommon.
This is different.
This is uncommon.
Yes, this is different.
An angry first-round draft pick just left minicamp because he can't come to a contract agreement on a slotted salary.
On a slotted salary.
Like, that's not good.
Yes.
Again, I don't know if that's distracting Jamar Chase from working on his route tree. But, it might lead to these guys not wanting to be there eventually.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they had one of the top quarterbacks in ball in his prime.
Yeah.
Said, I'd rather retire than play here.
So distraction's not the right word. Flaw, like organizational flaw. Yeah, it
that
is.
That man said,
it is.
I'd rather retire.
Well, I mean, Shamar Stewart said, I'd rather go home.
I want to go home.
Dude hasn't even played a game.
Dude got his...
Hasn't even played a game, and he has a contract dispute with the team.
And no word, though, it's a blessing to be drafted in the NFL. It's a blessing for a team to give you money and all those different things. But I will tell you straight up, cats do not want to go there.
No.
Cats do not want to go there.
Yeah, if you can choose.
If you can choose.
Yeah. Let's go to the one that's not a bunch of cheapskates.
Yes.
Let's go to the place where if I ball, they're going to pay me.
Yes.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get you a U.S. Open leaderboard update. We might mention this Heisman thing.
We can talk Falcons right there.
Well, maybe. Yeah. I want to let people know how close I came to being locked up this morning.
Whoa. Oh, yeah. Fight. Hey, my boy was standing up to the man.
Kind of like 92.9 The Game Scotty Scheffler.
Yeah, man.
Of sorts. Tell you
my
that story.
I'm going to come get you.
Coming up next, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday, noon hour, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Almost thought I was in court again this morning.
Oh, yeah, dog, because I'm telling you.
People listen to music, I guess, in court sometimes.
I forgot that you – I was like, I forgot when you had sent us a text message. I was like, oh, that's right. Andy's got to fight the man.
Had to fight the man this morning. Had to stand up for myself this morning.
Yes.
And pay the $70 fee that I brought upon myself by being lazy and then failing to appear. So it all got taken care of. We're good. You walk in there, though. You don't know if you're going to be walking out.
I know, dog.
So you start kind of, you know, some scenarios run through your mind.
Right. We got to get up this bail money.
Made a quick, you know, quick will to send over just in case. You never know. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it was, you know, minor stuff. I was lazy in renewing my tags.
Yes.
They got me for it, which is funny because Lily was in the car with me when I got pulled over, so she brings that up all the time.
You got pulled over by the police?
There's a police officer. Yeah, remember when you – no, that's not what she says. Remember when you got arrested? And she said that in front of Ashley's folks a couple of weeks ago, and I was like, I did not get arrested.
Right.
I got a ticket, and so we got in there and got that taken care of, which was fine, whatever. It started at 8 a.m. this morning. I got there at 7:45 because I like to be early for important dates like that.
Yes.
The judge didn't feel similarly.
Yep.
He rolled in at about 9:30.
Traffic.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not sure. He didn't give us an explanation, which I think a lot of people thought he was going to.
Right.
Because, again, we all got there at 8, and it was all, you know, everybody was in there. It was for minor stuff. I mean, you didn't stop at a stop sign, the tags.
I didn't know you had to go to court for that.
I think you have to go to court for it if you
don't
go to court for it.
Yeah,
or if you don't pay it in a timely manner or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just sort of laziness compounded by laziness.
Right.
And, you know, I apologize. I'm not trying to be a burden to society or anything like that.
But still, dog, you just don't know when you go to that court. You might have had a warrant for something you did
I started racking my brain. Yeah. I was like, I took care of all that stuff because there was, you know, I was like, it wasn't my first time in a courtroom. And I was like, it's been a while. Yeah. And I don't ever want to go back. But I was like, I wrapped all those up.
Yeah,
right?
Dog. Because
the Seattle Municipal Court and Atlanta Municipal Court, do they talk, you think? They have like a,
yeah.
They got a system probably. Yeah. They're linked. So anyway, I guess that was all taken care of too. So everything was fine. But like, you know, everybody's in there. You check in, whatever. You say what you're going to do. You talk to the lady. She's like, okay. It's going to be this fine. And I was like, great, can I just pay it?
Yeah.
She was like, no, you got to stand in front of the judge. It'll be a formality.
Do they say, like, defendant Andy Bunker?
Well, on the thing I got in the mail, it said, I think it was the city of Atlanta versus Andrew S. Bunker. So I was like, pretty legit. Like, I'm taking on the whole city. So, yeah, you know what I mean?
Right.
It was a real judge and everything. But so, all right, so you sit there and wait for him to come in, and I don't know. Like, I did what I was accused of doing, so I felt like
you'd have an inner plea.
I didn't feel like I had any sort of grounds to be like irritated that he was late.
Right.
I was like, was he late? I don't know even how it works. Right. Like, they told me to be there at 8. They didn't say when he was going to be there.
That's true.
So I just kind of sat there patiently and looked at my phone, whatever, hung out. Patience, I wouldn't say, was the general tone of the crowd. And it kind of started to percolate a little bit as time went by. And the police officer that I don't know, it's a bailiff. Or is a bailiff. Okay, so the bailiff was like, it's probably like 8:45 at this point. And he's like, the judge is on his way. He should be here by about 9. And was like, all right, so about 9, it's 8:45. That's not terrible, but still, like, we've been here for a minute. He didn't get there till 9:30. And by the time he got there, you could tell who got in trouble in high school a lot. You know what I mean? Like, people went from just kind of like groaning or sighing to then just like saying loudly things that the bailiff and everyone could hear, to the point where the bailiff multiple times had to be like, okay, everyone needs to keep it down.
Right.
We're kind of all in this together. He's on his way. I don't know when he's going to be here. So then when he walked in, I don't know what his name is. I don't know. I wouldn't say it even if I did. But when he walked in, like, and I don't know if he could hear it because his, the judge, whatever it is, stand or whatever, the bench was far enough away from where everyone was sitting. But he got roasted, like and they were good jokes too. Like, there was, somebody said he had George Jefferson's hairline. This other lady was like, "What was he back there waiting for his hair to grow back?" Like, they were just clowning him, and I was like, "I don't know. You probably can't really get in more trouble for that, but maybe."
Maybe.
I was like, "I don't know. I'm not going to get in trouble." All right, he's a little late. But I'm not going to get like in more trouble than I already am for getting unruly in the courtroom for clowning the judge.
Did he slam the gavel?
I don't even know if he had a gavel. Okay. Like, by the time he sat down and started working through people, he was doing one where, like, if there was multiple people with the same thing, he would call them all up at once and be like, yeah, everybody's good. That's $35 downstairs. All right, who's next? And they were just running through it.
Yeah, man, you got to
By the time they got moving, it got moving. But, yeah, it was pretty funny. It was just funny to sit there and listen to people get more and more and more mad.
Did anybody have a lawyer?
There was one kid. I don't know what he did. There was one kid that had a lawyer. And then there was about 4 or 5 people that had a public defendant.
Really? Mm-hmm. For traffic?
I don't know. I don't know what they did. I think they saved the bad ones for later.
Okay.
Because they let all us with the easy fines get out of there pretty quickly. And I don't know. Maybe later was the murders. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what was coming up later in the day. But, all the people with lawyers had to wait longer. So I was like, glad I didn't have one of those.
Dude.
I will say, and I know it's just traffic court. Like, you're probably not going to have it held against you one way or the other. But some pretty laid back attire from some of the people going to court today. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah. It was like, I don't know. I'd wore a collared shirt tucked in just in case.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, you can't. Oh, you
I want to make
you
sure.
Can't, you can't. Yeah, presentable.
I changed clothes to come to work.
Okay.
I just didn't want to offend the judge.
Right.
You know what I mean? I didn't know he was going to be an hour and a half late.
Right.
So I wanted to at least look like I was taking this thing seriously.
Yeah.
There was a dude in there with sunglasses on and slides. I made the joke about the music because there was a dude literally listening to music aloud on his phone until the bailiff was like, "Hey, man, turn it off.
Right.
You can't do that.
Right.
You can't be in here listening to your phone."
Dude.
It was pretty good. It was pretty good action.
Never been to court. I have been arrested for a unpaid violation. Mm-hmm. And you know where I told the story up there in country-ass Madison, Georgia. Mm-hmm. Guy pulls me over, puts me in that Mayberry-ass jail cell. Like, come on. Like, you really finna just, like, put me in jail. You know, I just told you I'm going back to school. All right? I'm going back to school. Athens is right down the street. And you put me in this damn, this rinky-dink-ass jail with damn town wino.
At least he had a cellmate.
And then I'd be sitting there like, I'm like, come on, man. Like really? Like come on. It was for a seatbelt. It was for a seatbelt. And you got me for barely rolling through a damn stop sign.
Then there was, like, after all the wait, they would call people's names. And if people didn't walk up fast enough, the crowd would start to murmur. There was this one older lady, was an older lady with a cane, and this guy was like, I'm gonna push her ass over if she doesn't hurry up.
I was like, come on, man.
It was crazy.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
It was crazy.
But it's a court of the law.
Yeah, yeah.
And they just really...
Again, we all ran afoul of you. You were there for a reason. No one was falsely accused.
Maybe
you
know they were. I
mean? Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe someone was falsely accused of running through a stop sign.
That could be.
Yeah, it happens. I got accused. I know I stopped at a damn stop sign.
Yeah.
Maybe I didn't stop all the way.
Maybe.
But I was stopped.
Maybe. Maybe it was.
Yeah.
Maybe it was.
But yeah. But
there was just a lot of people there that had better stuff
to
do.
And you had to pay your fine.
I did. They asked me if I wanted to do an installment plan.
For $70.
Yeah, because the lady I talked to first, she told me the fine. I was like, great. I was ready to give my wallet and give my card to her right there in the courtroom. She was like, no, you got to still talk to the judge. And she didn't say anything about a payment plan.
Right.
She just said, this is what it is. And then the judge told me everything's fine and go downstairs. Do you want to do a payment plan? I was like, what? How much is it? And he was like, $70. And I was like, nah, I'll just knock it out.
I got $70.
I'll just knock it out.
A payment plan on $70.
I'm just going to knock that out real quick. But anyway, I'm free.
Yeah, man.
I'm free.
I thought,
and my record is clear.
I thought we were going to have to come get you, man. You never know, man.
I never know.
You never know when somebody comes in like, hey, I know that guy.
Exactly.
That's the guy I was telling you about right there.
Wanted.
Yes.
You walk in there and there's a wanted poster, man. Like the Old West.
No.
Yep.
Somebody might be dry snitching just so they can get off.
You know, exactly.
Yeah.
Trying to get off that $70.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what I saw him do? Pointing fingers at people in the courtroom.
Dude, that is amazing.
Yeah.
That you went to court for a damn ticket.
Yeah, it was my own fault.
But still.
It was my own fault. Okay, $70 is a bargain.
When you got the original ticket, you had to go to court for that?
I don't know.
Oh.
I didn't.
So I'm saying, your failure to appear.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know because I spilled water on the ticket.
Yeah.
So some of the details got washed off.
Oh.
So I don't know what I did wrong. But I got a letter that was like, hey, you got to come back. Otherwise, we're going to come get you. And I was like, all right, I'll come down there.
I think they came in your house.
I'll come down there. I don't want them breaking down the door. You know what I mean?
Dude.
I got kids.
Come on, man. Nothing more.
This man didn't pay his tags.
But
that's a $26 we need in Cobb County. They're going to bust down my door and drag me out of my bed.
Unbelievable, man.
You pay your tax.
Unbelievable.
It's on your birthday every single year. I was lazy. It was my fault.
You know you can do that at the grocery store now.
I know. I'm fighting it, man. I used to be bad about all kinds of stuff like this. I'm better now. We'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo. Amy Hayes is going to join us as well. She is one of our Father's Day contest winners. We're going to talk to her about that and about her dad and all that kind of good stuff. So thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour, some NBA Finals conversation. Braves win their first series in a
Thank
few
you. Thank God.
Against the Brewers. Love to see it, so we'll get back into that as well. The back page with Bo just a few minutes away in this segment as well, as we always do that around 12:45. But tomorrow evening, the third annual 92.9 The Game Father's Day dinner. One of the most fun traditions we've started here at the station over the last couple of years, something we all look forward to. We'll have an opportunity to hang out with our families and some of our listeners and their dads and all of that. Amy Hayes is one of the listeners that will be there. She won our contest, or one of our winners on the contest on the website, and Amy joins us right now. Amy, how are you?
Hey, what up?
Hey, I'm good, guys. So excited to talk to y'all. Actually skipped out of the end of my son's basketball game, and I said... Sorry, dude, I got to take a call. And he goes, it's okay, Mom, it's Andy and Randy.
I love it.
Were they winning when you left? Like, how is it going?
No, they were not. That's why I was okay leaving.
Okay, well.
Maybe it'll be like a Pacers-type comeback.
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
You never know. Man.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping.
It's 12:40 on a Thursday. What kind of basketball game you got?
Summer basketball, man, JV and varsity,
really?
Four games a day. That's basketball mom life.
Four games a day?
Every day? Just three days this week. Last day today.
I love it.
We know that you're bringing your dad to dinner tomorrow night. Tell us about him and about your fanhood and him, maybe his involvement with your fanhood and all of that kind of stuff.
So my dad's name is Randy, of course. So you know he's going to be cool.
You know it.
And I was not a sports girl. Ironic that I'm a sports mom now of an almost 14-year-old boy. But my dad was always real supportive of my brothers playing soccer growing up. But his and I, our big thing was vintage car racing.
Nice.
So he would take me up to the Walter Mitty races and all of that stuff at Road Atlanta when I was in high school. And then when I did get into sports, I was into rowing in college, and he'd come to as many of my meets as they could. But now, as a granddad, that's where he's really shining. Up until recently, he'd come to all my son's soccer games and baseball games and even accompany us out of state for basketball tournaments with his RV. And
nice.
He just continues to be amazing. My dad is better than anybody's dad, I will always contend. And anybody who meets him and knows him knows that that's the truth.
I love it. I love it. Oh, Mr. Randy. So it's going to be a lot of fun, because as soon as I see him tomorrow, I will say, Randy! Because that is always how we greet each other.
That's how Randy's talk.
That's the Randy greeting. I'm actually very familiar with that.
when we see each other. Now, growing up here, obviously, rowing and everything, have we ever talked to anybody about the rowing and everything like that?
I don't think so.
Not a lot of rowing. Where did you go to school to go do all that?
I was at Stetson University down in Florida.
Never
done any sports really growing up. Dropped out of soccer early and let the brothers take that over, and got into rowing and just really loved it. It was one thing I was good at besides drinking and dancing.
Is that DeLand, Florida? Is that where that is?
It is DeLand, Florida. That's impressive. That is the Hatters.
Yeah. We were, for whatever reason, we were down there in Florida for a vacation a few years back, and then that's where we did the alligator boat.
Right.
Like that.
Whatever
I was telling you about last week or whatever.
Yeah.
We went on a tour on one of those big, you know, fan boats and saw alligators, and that was close to DeLand, and then we went and had lunch there afterwards, and I was like, oh, I didn't know Stetson University was here. We drove right through it.
Right.
I guess I just figured it was in Texas because the Hats, but yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome.
But it is named after the hat guy. So, yeah, apparently he gave enough money back in the day.
I did not know that.
Well, we look forward to meeting you tomorrow night and your dad. And thanks for joining us and telling us a little bit about him as well. And thanks for entering the contest. We can't wait for tomorrow.
We'll see
you
tomorrow.
Same, guys. Looking forward to meeting you tomorrow. Been a fan for many years.
Thank you, Amy. That's Amy Hayes there. And her dad, Randy, are going to come have dinner with us tomorrow at the Lazy Dog Restaurant for our third annual 92.9 The Game Father's Day dinner.
Rowing. Dude,
you got to be tough as hell.
You
got to
be tough as hell, dude. Because I know that, you know, sometimes when you're that rowing machine at Orange Theory. So imagine being on the water and actually doing it.
The other thing about crew and rowing is they practice at 5 a.m. Like, I guess that's the time to do it. So you get up then and you run and you row and you puke and that's what you do.
Yeah, getting up early to work out is the best thing to do.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the best thing to do. It don't make
especially
no
when you're 19.
Yeah, it don't make no sense.
I just remember I knew some rowers. Like, we lived pretty close to a house of rowers in college, and it was always like, don't even invite them. They're not going to come.
Right.
They can't. They have a workout tomorrow at 4:30 on the lake.
Yeah.
It's 28 degrees outside. Sounds fun.
Yeah, I'm good on that, man. But no, all that, I mean, but because that is, like, and I know they have individual rowers and all those things, but like when it's a group of people, like, that's the coolest thing ever to have that. You see that rhythm of them. Oh, yeah. There's nothing like it.
The book Boys in the Boat, by the way.
I know they made the movie.
They made the movie. I read the book because really smart and I'm really a studious person.
Yeah.
It's like my favorite book I've ever read.
Really?
So, yeah.
Have you watched the movie?
I haven't seen the movie yet. I want to see the movie just so I can say
that
the book was better.
Yeah.
Because I've never been able to do that before.
I know people who read a lot of books who movies are based off of the books think they're smarter than everybody.
Exactly.
So they can. Like when the part of the movie comes up, like that you read the book. Yeah.
Oh, that was different.
Oh, yeah, that was in. Oh God, what was that? I think that was in chapter 3.
That's the main reason that I read stuff is so that I can do that and try to sound like I'm smart.
Yeah.
It is about the University of Washington crew team. So there is a little bit of a tie there.
Yeah, I know that.
Well, you read the
now
book.
Now I do.
You read the book.
Now I know.
All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. Back page with Bo every single day at this time. Hello, Bo.
So I found some Michael Irvin over at Deion Sanders' house. If Randy, you want to set this one up for us, because it is actually quite funny.
Well, Deion, it's obviously he's some health scare or whatever. And so he's not in Colorado. He's at his house down in Texas. And it's called, I just found the name, what they call it. Country Prime Ranch. It's sits on a 5,500 square acre, like, plot of land. But the house itself is freaking immaculate. And so this is Michael Irvin. He obviously is down there visiting Deion. And he's on in the back where the pool area is, where the basketball court is, a football field back there. And he is basically out there just doing what Michael does and saying what Michael says.
This is what you do when you live on a very secluded ranch, people.
Hey, Tom. Ain't nobody out here. Can't nobody see? Boy. I'll be the oldest bucket naked man in this water. You know that. Hey, the oldest bucket naked man running around here, you know, bro. I'm telling you right now. I run my sprints naked. I go over there and work out naked. I'm going to be running naked over there. You know, I'm coming here. And something. I'm going to shoot hoops naked. We going to play tennis naked. And then I'm going to get in the water. Now, what, naked? Ain't nobody nowhere. Ain't nobody nowhere.
That's the funniest thing. Because Mike is, because, I mean, it is secluded. You can't see nothing.
Yeah, so
it's surrounded by a bunch of damn trees. I'm sure it's a big privacy fence.
Be as naked as you want.
And you can be as naked as you want.
55,000 acres?
Yes.
Yeah, even your neighbor can't see.
Dude.
Yeah.
Is bucket naked the best type of naked to be?
You better believe it. Bucket.
Was it bucket? Or I thought he was
bucket.
Saying bucket.
Bucket. Well, I think it's supposed to be like that, but
Bucket,
it's cooler.
Naked.
Bucket naked.
N-E-K-K-I-D.
What's the
bucket naked?
Is that how you described being naked growing up? Was that your bucket naked?
Oh yeah, that was, yeah.
Because we would say buck naked or butt naked.
Bucket
people would
naked.
Say butt naked sometimes.
Bucket naked.
Naked as a jaybird.
Yeah.
Naked as the day you were born.
That's more of a grandmother one. I think.
Yeah. Birthday suit.
Yeah. Yeah. I tell you, like this guy, this little.
I'm just asking. What's your favorite term for naked?
I like to say butt naked. Buck naked.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I like it.
I grew up thinking it was butt.
Butt.
Butt naked.
And you said buck.
Buck. And a buck naked.
Spell that.
B-U-S-E. Buck naked.
C-K.
Spell it.
Like, I don't. Do I say? Do I put the C on mine?
I don't know. I'm buck asking naked. You to spell it.
Yeah.
Buck.
Yeah. Buck naked. Is there a K?
I'm asking.
How
you.
I'm saying it is B-U-N-E-K-K-I-D.
Oh, but. Just butt naked.
Butt naked.
Oh, all in one word, too. Okay. All right.
Okay. So you did. Yeah. I thought you weren't. Yeah, I, was, no, I thought you were. Okay. And yeah, you're saying butt, like B-U-T-T.
Yeah.
I said buck, B-U-C-K.
I think it is buck.
I don't know what
although
it is.
I'm not confirmed on that. We can probably
and
it.
Then Michael Irvin saying bucket naked.
And then bucket is
which
whole
is even,
term,
my grandma which is even better.
Because that's how Bernie Mac said bucket naked.
Bucket naked.
In
okay.
the nude. You know? So, yeah. Yeah, but I'll tell you, like, my.
I think that's the best one.
Yeah, I got one. Like, because I got that little 3-year-old dude, he just don't give a damn. They were in Yosemite, and he was just running through Yosemite butt-ass naked.
Yeah.
Like,
hell yeah.
Supposed to at that age. That's the only time
dude,
you get away with
damn
it.
Damn right.
Like, put on some damn drawers.
Man, one with nature.
Dude.
Commune with the
that's
earth.
That's exactly what he was.
It's beautiful.
Butt-ass naked right through the damn park.
I love it.
Don't put no clothes on.
So from one old football player to another, but this one's still playing. So, you know, and hopefully not butt naked.
Butt naked.
We've got video of Joe Flacco catching stuff for his chin strap.
Oh, yeah.
Now we're getting curmudgeon-y Joe Flacco because he's literally playing with kids half his age. Here's Joe Flacco on TikTok dances.
Awesome. No TikTok dances. The fact that people – that is different, too, this generation. The fact that people want to get on their phones and show people the most – like, that's embarrassing. You're an adult. Like, being an adult. Like, it's just like I can't wrap my head around that. And, like, I get it. Like, you have kids and, like, you want to have fun with your kids. Like, well, like, have fun with your kids in private, you know?
I agree, man. I agree. Like, 100%. I couldn't imagine being, like, his age now. Because I was, like, when I was his age, damn near his age, and it was the whole phone all the time in your face was a thing.
Right.
You know, and so I would get irritated by it. So I can only imagine that you're in a locker room. Now, no, these are young players, but they're grown men. And they're setting their phone up and dancing in front of it.
Right.
I would be the old-ass hater. I would go kick their damn phone over. Because I do it to my kids all the time. When I see them. Well,
in reality, like, Joe Flacco is almost as much older than these guys. Like, some of his youngest teammates.
I mean,
than, like, you and like, Isaiah.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, not quite, but
yeah,
almost.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I would, because I am, and again, I don't mean no harm when I do it. But when people, and that's another reason why I stay my ass at home. Because if we're out in a public setting. Say we're going to Costco, all right. And if I see another mom set up their phone on some damn paper towels and stand there and dance while other folks walking by, arrest them, arrest their ass.
Yeah,
yes,
I
am the old curmudgeon guy because what are you doing?
That's a if you ran on that platform, you'd have my vote.
God.
Public social media people,
like, they are
arrest
so,
them.
They are so freaking at the damn airport.
Throw them in jail.
At the, people at the airport, like.
All over the place.
And my question is this, too, is because, like, not every, because some people, I guess, you know, some people are doing it and making money on it and being, like, whatever, an influencer or a streamer. But not most of them.
None of y'all. That's
most people have like 100 followers tops.
Like, I'll have fun.
You're just doing TikTok dances for your cousins. That's it.
And I have fun with my kids. I told you, I think I'm the most like prank TikTok dad on earth because they're always messing with me. And I don't bother no damn body. But that's what I'm saying. Like, where is your mindset? Because, again, I don't understand that mindset of, you know what? Let me set my phone up over here in public and start damn dancing. Mm-hmm. And then I look at the dance, and I'm like,
It's not even a good
horrible
dance.
Dance.
What are you doing?
Yeah. You're not even doing anything.
Like, you're not doing anything.
Yeah. You don't even have any moves.
But, like, I can do that.
Yeah.
Like, this is two arm moves.
It's nothing.
Yeah. I tell my kids, I ain't from no ATL. I'm from Fort Valley. All right, so I ain't going to be dancing to no, what was it, they put me in this mess the other day. I'm so ATL, get in there. I said, I ain't from ATL, from Fort Valley. Y'all ass ain't from no ATL. Y'all from Miami, y'all from Fort Lauderdale. the hell y'all talking about? Leave me alone. Talking about, I'm so ATL. Do that, daddy. What the hell is that? Swimming?
We're swimming here?
I'm from Folk Valley.
We're not even by the ocean. What are we swimming in the Chattahoochee River?
Damn
what
ATL.
Are we doing?
Y'all gonna leave me alone? I can't.
No, arrest
them. By the time she gets older, they're going to have some different ones.
Oh, it's going to be something different.
Yeah, it's going to be something
different.
It's
going to be awful. Yeah, I'm hopeful that all social media just somehow tanks and goes away by then.
Yes.
I'm sure it won't, but no, it won't. I'm hopeful that it will. Yeah. All right.
Damn,
hey, thanks again to Amy Hayes for joining us. We will come back and get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.